This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, the Republicans is in trouble. Oh, my goodness, they're supposed to lose another election. This one was in Arizona. And what's funny is the Democrats, how they set things up. They say, well, we don't expect to win. We just don't expect to lose by as much. Congratulations. Success. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Lesko, Debbie Lesko. Don't know if you heard this name. But she was replacing someone. It was a House special election because they had some dude who had to go because he got accused of sexual harassment or whatever else. So they did a special election in a very red area of Arizona. And the Democrats want you to believe this is a litmus test of what's about to come in November of 2018. Because they've won two other special elections before. See, Democrats love special elections. You want to know why? It's the only place they can win. They can focus their cheating on a single area. Now, what they're doing right now is they're gonna do the same thing. They're going to try to do the same thing in some select districts where the margin of victory was very small for Republicans. And here's what they'll do. They'll let convicts vote, dead people vote, illegals vote. They don't care who votes. 8 to 80 blind, cripple, or crazy. You don't have to be a citizen. You could be from the planet Plutonium, which is where all these progressives are from, and they'll let you vote because they want to win at all cost. And they think that they can set America up for, there's a change due. Everybody wants to go back to what it was. Nobody in this country, including leftists, want to go back to what it was. They're looking at their portfolios. They love it. They're looking at their ability to migrate from job to job. They love it. They are looking at the fact that they're starting to get raises, and they love it. They're looking at neighborhoods get safer. They're looking at police finally being able to do their jobs. They're looking at a foreign policy that is protecting America. Less terrorists in this country. Less disease because people are coming in across our borders and so on and so forth, and they're loving it, but they won't admit it. So they want to convince you, we're still right. Man, look at us. We almost won in Arizona. We are almost going to take over the House. They are not going to take over the House, and the reason is because of you. I want to go into this article that I read about the Lesko win, ergo the Democrats' loss. Republican Debbie Lesko, they says, allows the party to breathe a sigh of relief as it holds on to a safe red district. Oh, my goodness. Thankfully, we won in a district that we knew we were going to win. They heightened it up. It's a possibility. And then you wake up the next day and you go, she won. The projected Tuesday victory for Lesko, a state senator in the state's 8th district, avoids what would have become. Listen to the, I want you to understand the way this is written. Avoids what would have become the GOP's second special election loss in a recently Republican district in only 2 months. Democratic former physician Hyrule Tipirneni had vied for an upset in that district that has a strong Republican voter registration edge and voted for President Donald Trump by about a 21% margin in 2016. Now, the setup is they could have lost the second. They didn't. I mean, it would be easy to write that in only 2 months. And they, what was the other part of this? They said the Democrats had previously never even run a candidate. Do you know how many places Republicans don't run candidates? In any inner city, Republicans don't even run candidates. They don't run candidates for aldermen. They don't run candidates for school board. It's just a cesspool of leftism. Because Republicans are like, who cares? We know what's going to happen. We're not going to win. But here's what the Democrats did. They said, we're going to run somebody. We're going to scare them. See, they've never had to run a race there. And what they did was they put as much money as, I mean, they soaked these races with money. And then, but the money is spent on attack ads. All attacking.
Debbie Lesko.
She could be a pedophile. Debbie Lesko, she beats her kids. Debbie Lesko found cheating with the whole football team. You know, that's what they, and y'all are laughing, but that's what they do. It's a demoralization, if that's the, if I could create a word. They demoralize because that's what they want. They want to make you feel bad. The same thing they're trying with Donald Trump. We're going to demoralize you. Then they go into 2018. Yeah, because you're supposed to be demoralized, Republicans. You have no chance in 2018. The world is going to shift back. We're going to undo the tax reform. We're going to reinstitute Obamacare. We're going to impeach Obama. I mean, impeach Donald Trump. And on and on and on. They just want you to feel bad. How could you possibly want to compete against a juggernaut? That is us. And haven't we proven that we're a juggernaut, Democrats, right? Haven't you proven it? Because you had the President of the United States conspiring to keep Donald Trump out. You have Democrats doing every dirty trick in the book to make it look like Debbie Lesko had no chance. So what? She's in a district that Trump won by 21%. So what? She's in a district that Trump won by 21%. Because he got more voters to come out than anybody in Republican history. So what? Here's I love how they finished this next part of the article. They said, regardless, Democrats have some reason for optimism from the results. Tipper Nene appeared to have lost by significantly less than Trump's margin of victory, continuing a trend in special elections since Trump won the White House. So they're saying, okay, Trump won by 21%. Tipper Nene lost by 18, you know, whatever, 10%. I don't know the number, but whatever that is, it's less. And because it's less, you better know that means something. Here's the money, just so you have an understanding of this. They said the Democrat had outraised the Republican, and here are the numbers. Tipper Nene had $735,000 raised, ended up by the way, Debbie Lesko at the very end raised $564,000. Cash on hand, Tipper Nene has $125,000. Debbie Lesko has $54,000. Outside cash for her is what saved her. Came in at $739,000. His outside cash was $232,000. Outside cash against her from raised for Tipper Nene was $536,000. Debbie Lesko, $48,000. I don't know if those numbers help you, but the point is, a lot of money went into trying to buy this race, and it failed. Now, if the Democrats think they're what the Republicans did was show them, we're not going to let this happen. They came in, they did what they had to do, and they won. I don't care if they won by 1%. We won. Hey, more coming up, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. The attacks on you continue. By you, I mean you people. And by you people, I mean you white people. And by you white people, I mean you white conservative people. And by you white conservative people, I mean you white conservative Republican people. And by white conservative Republican people, I mean you white conservative Republican rich people. Doesn't that fit you? Isn't that my audience? I know I'm a black dude talking to a bunch of white folks, right? Yeah, there couldn't possibly be any colored folks listening to Kevin Jackson on Kevin Jackson's show. No way. They certainly don't write to me, right? KJRadio.com, which is where you can write to me if you're out there and you're of the Negro persuasion or the Asian or the Mexican or whatever persuasion. Latino, I just want to get in all the brown people. If you are the Latino persuasion or the Hispanic persuasion, write to me. If you are of the Asian persuasion, that rhymes, write to me. Doesn't matter. If you are of the white persuasion, well, you people write to me all the time. Now, brothers and sisters write to me. They say things like, Kevin, can you make room for me on Facebook for you? Kevin, can you friend me over here? Can, you know, how do I get a hold of you over this and that? And then they ask me questions. Which we got to do a frequently asked question thing because I'm tired of answering the same questions. And we have so much to do. Speaking of which, if you like what I do, my work, join us. Join us. If you really like it, donate to us. Ask me, Kevin, how do I do it? How do I support you? 10, 20 bucks a month? More than that, 1,000 bucks a month. There are people out there. You're able. You're capable. Don't make me come out there and shake you. Get that money outside. Oh, man. This, you know what? The conservative movement is a church. Everybody that you listen to on the radio is an evangelist of sorts. Rush Limbaugh, he doesn't need to do the, you know, the prayer request. You send him the $3. They mail you something out. Our radio show, we don't make any money. We got to send out the prayer request. But you know what? We make it fun. We keep a smile on our face because that's just the way it is, man. God gives you work to do. You just got to get up and do it. Simple as that. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. The reason why I tell you that you're under attack is because you are. You're under attack. Candace Owens was on TV doing this thing. She's gotten popular because she said to black folks, why do you want to be victims? Who wants to be a victim? Nothing new under the sun, but I'm saying, I say to white folks, why do you want to be a victim? Candace is talking to college kids that are snowflakes, you know, who haven't lived life. I'm talking to people who've lived life. The average listener for me is probably 40 to 65, you know, with pretty well healed, making some decent dough. And I'm looking at you people going, what? Y'all are smart. You've lived enough life to go, I'm not listening to that crap. Maybe I've got white privilege. You know, stuff like that. And I'm sitting here talking some of you off the ledge. Kevin, there is a bit of white privilege. I mean, I do feel like I've grown up with a bit of privilege. No, you didn't. If you didn't grow up, if you weren't birthed on a yacht by a midwife who was, you know, hired, you know, with, I mean, a yacht with a surgical team that birthed you and then, you know, put you in gold-plated baby shoes or something. You didn't grow up. Don't act like you've got some kind of privilege over somebody. Everybody has privilege over everybody else. That is a fact. Oh, Kevin, what are you talking about? It's true. Look, if you're good, let's say you're born wealthy. Good for you. I may be born brilliant. I'm talking smart. I may be born with an amazing voice. Or, I mean, lots of things. I'll just use my life as an example. There are so many talents that exist within me, some of which I've honed, others of which I've squandered. And at the end of the day, if I put any more effort into those talents, life would be dramatically different. Now, some would say, Kevin, you're using your talents now for power, you know, power and prestige. I'm not using I'm using my talent. There's no question about that. I mean, I've got the gift of gab. And I also have the gift of making people chuckle and laugh. And it's just as Clarence Thomas said of me, and I proudly quote, I'll paraphrase, but he essentially said, Kevin, you have the uncanny ability to take a bunch of information, shrink it down to its essence, and make people understand it, and you do it in a clever way. And he essentially said, I'm second to none. Thank you, Justice Clarence Thomas, man. That's why you're my brother, baby. But anyway, yeah, so that is exactly what he said to me, and I believe that. I truly believe that. And that's why I go out and fight every day and I come up with things. But I will tell you this, as much as I believe I do have that superpower, among others, I've squandered other powers. And I do also believe that there are people who possess these superpowers along with me. I've seen you on my Twitter feed, on my Facebook feed. You are amazing people. By the way, connect with me on Facebook at Kevin Jackson TBS. That's how you can get a hold of me there. Connect with me on Facebook. You know, because, you know, they're shadow banning us. They don't want the word to get out. They're racist over there. And you know what? They're more, they're ist against conservatives. I don't know what we have to come up with a word that's anti-conservative. There's something ist, which is against conservatism. And that's why Jim Acosta, like Hillary Clinton, he attacked us. Hillary called us deplorables. Then she came back out and said we were victims of abuse, spousal abuse. She was speaking mostly to women, but she could have been speaking to, you know, anybody. Spousal abuse is not just women. I told you guys a story. I know a woman who used to beat up her husband. He would go on trips so he didn't have to go home and catch a whooping. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's just as bad on the other side. Things that happen to men are underreported. Anyway, back to Acosta. Acosta, chief White House correspondent for CNN, he took a shot at us. He says, we don't understand President Trump's fake act. He says, and we don't have all our faculties in some cases. Then he went on to say this, their elevators might not hit all floors. See, I would love to debate Jim Acosta. I would destroy him on behalf of you. I would use my superpowers of common sense, and I would ask Jim Acosta, so excuse me, Jim Acosta, but you're saying that we don't have all our faculties. Well, let's compare. Let's compare and contrast your president versus our president. You love President Obama, and let's look at his policies, and let's see what it's impacted. Because I'm going to tell you something, Jim Acosta. President Trump's policies were more racist, sexist, misogynistic, and homophobic. I mean, let me take out homophobic. Racist, misogynistic, and xenophobic, etc., of any other president in history. And by the way, his policies hurt women. They hurt black people in ways that these folks are going to have a tough time recovering. And the sad part is they were disguised as help. So let's look at them. And I would go through all this stuff with Jim Acosta. The nerve of this guy. In Variety magazine. Yeah. That's who's talking smack about you. These people so want to be right that they have to pound you. They have to. I just said earlier in the broadcast, the idea here is not just to slap you around a bit. It is to demoralize you. These people are the most abusive bullies on the planet, and they're worse than any spouse who would batter his or her spouse.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Sarah Carter said this. The DOJ will make 6 months of missing text that were eventually located by the Inspector General between stroke and page available to Congress sometime very soon. Story is developing. Then I went to True Pundit and I found this story. This is much larger than just text between two FBI agents. That was one of the catchphrases in that story. Now, before I even get into this story, I want to remind you of something that happened when I was on Outnumbered. I got asked the question of what these texts could mean. And I said something. It could be something as benign as nobody really, you know, they have no issue at all with the president. Or it could be something nefarious as they actually want to do the president harm. And people push Harris. I remember Harris saying, "Kevin, I want to do some coverage, help you out here. You're not saying that the FBI is trying to assassinate the president." I said, "I'm not saying anything. I'm giving you the spectrum of things that these texts could potentially be. And the only way we're going to know is by looking at the text and then getting these people under oath." And they pushed and pushed and pushed. Fox did try to give me cover by saying I was plotting, you know, saying that the FBI could potentially plot an assassination against the president. And I said, I'm putting that in the realm of possibility, all the way from they were doing nothing, which is an impossibility, to the point that they might very well have plotted against to do harm against the president, which is an impossible, which is a possibility, although not probable. And I said that in no uncertain terms, in at least two ways on the show, and they looked at me like I had three heads. Then I get off of Fox. I get home, they call me and say, "Oh, well, geez, Kev, we had a controversy about what you said about this, that, and the other," and told me that, you know, "We're concerned about it. You're trending in social media. We prefer that you not do this, that, and the other." And I was like, whatever, and hadn't been back on Outnumbered since. Just to put it in perspective. Then here's what a guy, a True Pundit, who used to work at the FBI says. A high-ranking FBI official confirms that a number of the missing 50,000 FBI text messages, as well as other text and email messages among FBI brass, reportedly discussed initiating physical harm to President Donald Trump. Physical harm. If you don't think that there are people inside of this government that wants to see President Trump harmed, you'd be crazy. You're talking about a guy who has upended the establishment. He has gotten between people and multi-millions, if not billions of dollars. And you think they're going to just let him walk around without any, you know, with impunity? There are people that want this man out of there. I'm telling you, this isn't even a conspiracy theory to say something like this. Anybody with common sense knows that there are people in there that would love to do harm to the president. And I'll tell you something else. The people that used to go to his rallies, ask them if there are people who were willing to do harm to them. You remember all the so-called hooligans that were supposedly inspired by Trump? And we learned through WikiLeaks and other means that it was Democrat-sponsored hooligans who were actually there to do damage to Trump people. How many Trump people got beat up? How many Obama people got beat up? Are you kidding me? The FBI, I'm going on here, the FBI official urged the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which oversees the U.S. Secret Service, to launch an investigation of the Justice Department, the FBI, and all text messages missing and otherwise that threaten the president. Let me tell you people something. I'm not vindicated because I knew I wasn't wrong to begin with. But if you think this is the beginning of this story, this is, wait till they find out where this connects. I don't know where it's going to be, but I'll tell you this. Don't be surprised if it goes up to the top. Here's what somebody else said. This is dangerous territory, and all the FBI text messages and personal phones should be examined. It would reveal some frightening conversations. I remind you, this is an FBI insider that reports on things that, quite frankly, I don't know what percentage-wise, but practically everything this dude reports comes true. So he goes on to say, did FBI brass discuss the assassination of the president? If not, what was the nature of the threats against the president from inside the alleged premier law enforcement agency in the United States? Director Wray wants a lid on this, the FBI official said. Many know there was talk of harming Trump politically, but there's a group here in DCHQ that understand it goes deeper. We need a special counsel or Homeland Security. Someone has to clean this up outside of DOJ. It is unacceptable. This is much larger than just text between two FBI agents. I've contended that all along. You think these two, I mean, they're relatively mid-level, but if you think they're the people that can initiate the type of stuff that was going on with Donald Trump, you have to be out of your mind. It defies common sense. The FBI official called on President Trump to do what is necessary to weed out corruption in the FBI. Text messages just don't disappear, the official said. Not here. Someone outside DOJ has to look at all emails and texts. These FBI bosses are bad people. You've only scratched the surface. Now, this guy's going, he's unnamed, but there is nothing that I'm reading here that goes beyond what would be something I would go to make sense. It absolutely makes sense. It puts a wrapper around everything that we have going on. And when the bow breaks, baby, let me tell you something. You're going to see corruption that we've never believed. Did you even believe existed? The high-ranking FBI official called on lawmakers and the inspector general to focus on the text and email messages of FBI Director Andrew McCabe. The official referred to McCabe's official and personal correspondence as an anti-Trump treasure trove. Man, this is scary stuff. Because I've said this before and I'll say it again because I think it needs to sink in on you. If you're willing to go after a billionaire private citizen, and then he becomes president, and you double down, how safe are you? What do you think the government can do to you? The government, we're electronic folks. They don't even want you to have cash. If the government flips a couple of switches, you don't even exist. Your life can be ruined. Now, if they're willing to do this to a guy who's as prominent as Donald Trump, what do you think they can do to you? One mean-spirited person. And we're going to, later in the broadcast, we're going to play a clip of a lady who berates two police officers doing their job and pulls her authority, as we say, pulls rank on them, mad because they did their jobs. I'm telling you, there are people here who believe themselves to be above the law. It doesn't apply to them. And no matter what they tell you, every time I hear Barack Obama say nobody is above the law, I'm watching a guy say to me, I'm above the law. That's what he was saying. He is above the law. It doesn't apply to him. It applies to you. He can talk about, you know, we want this stuff investigated.
No, nobody's above the law.
He's a liar. Unbelievable. As reported in 2017 by the same group, they said McCabe openly threatened President Trump, then National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, saying, first we F Flynn, then we F Trump, to several high-ranking FBI bosses who cheered his comment. Here's what they said at the time. McCabe, the second highest-ranking FBI official, emphatically declared at an invite-only gathering with Ray's voice, F Flynn, then we F Trump. According to direct sources, many of his top lieutenants applauded and cheered such rhetoric. A scattered few did not. This was one of several meetings held in seclusion among key FBI leaders since Trump was elected president. FBI sources confirmed this. At the congregation where McCabe went off the political rails and vowed to destroy Flynn and Trump, there were as many as 16 top FBI officials, inside intelligence sources said. No lower level agents or support personnel were present. If you are among the millions of Americans who have pondered in recent week why the Obama or deep state intelligence apparatus and FBI are working for or against Trump, this is the first definitive proof that the country's once premier law enforcement agency has gone rogue. That's what this guy wrote. The non-elected hierarchy that steer the FBI have declared war on President Trump and the White House inner circle. Make no mistake. Now, Flynn, I heard this, I'm not sure if this is true, I heard they just exonerated Flynn the day ago. I looked for the article, but I heard the FBI cleared him. Now, it's been brewing because they're in big trouble. They're in big trouble. Flynn never should have been accused of anything. And I don't know what the president thought of him. I mean, I met General Flynn when I was in Cleveland, and I know his son, we're friends, but I don't know what he thinks about him. I mean, he's a three-star general. He's got to have his crap pretty much together. But he's been cleared. Many others are going to be cleared. But let me tell you something. You are only tipping the iceberg. And the Democrats are very concerned. And that's why you got a lot of subterfuge going on right now. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
God, I've never seen a more pompous group of elitists in my life than when I think about the Obama administration. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. And you can send us a note, do whatever you want. We love hearing from you. Elitist. People that at the upper echelons of society where the intelligentsia believe that they reside, there are people out there who only want enough of us to do the dirty work. They want enough of us to pay the bills, make sure life goes good for them. They want to live a life of luxury. They want to live a life that, quite frankly, God never promised anybody. They want guarantees that they are going to preserve their income, that they can live in fancy houses and nice cars and things like this. And then they get on their deathbeds and they find out it was all for naught. And when they die, I'm just going to say it, they all go straight to hell. Oh, I know they don't believe in it, but you better know they're burning in it. Whatever that is defined to be, in your, you know, however you see it, I see it as a place that I don't want to go. When I leave this earth, I want to go to that place described as heaven and sit next to, be next to in my Father's kingdom, as they say. I don't know who I'll sit next to, but I get to choose, I'm presuming. And but I will tell you this, on earth, God doesn't promise you anything. He doesn't say your life's going to be good. He gives you a set of guidelines to live by and says, if you do this, there's bigger riches for you later. But it doesn't mean things are going to go your way. You may lose a child. My grandmother did. Lost my mother. You know, we're all going to die. Some of us will die peacefully in our sleep, like one of my uncles did recently. And others are going to die tragically. And the human body's made for it. You know, as tragic as it is, as bad as it can be, as brutal as man can be to man, I used to talk about it all the time. Man's inhumanity to man knows no bounds. And I know we tend to think of things in terms of the brutality of, like, dictators. But there are worse things that happen to people right here in America. Lives ruined over power. Somebody having that power and exercising it. I want you to think for one second, how many lives were ruined by Hillary Clinton? How many do you think? Juanita Broderick, she tweeted something like the other day was the 40-something anniversary of her rape by Bill Clinton when he was the attorney general for Arkansas. I mean, that's brutality that Bill Clinton had over women, and he used it, and she could do nothing. She was helpless, and he did it to many others. And Hillary Clinton, in knowing this, then went into a power, understanding that she wanted what she wanted for Bill, and she inflicted that on everybody, every woman that ever came into Bill Clinton's life. Innocent people that wanted nothing to do with this man. Kathleen Willey comes to mind. Beautiful lady, goes to Bill Clinton, had been a big supporter, she and her husband. They fell on hard times. She goes to Bill Clinton for help, and he sexually abuses her at the Oval Office. I mean, that's power. Think about some judge that has power, in his court, and he exercises it and railroads people. That happens every day in this country, by the way, and it doesn't just happen to people of color. Power. Police. I mean, I'm making a movie about police. It's meant to be good, but there are police who exercise too much power. They believe that they are invincible. And I could go on. Most of the time, police are they take the brunt of it. And I want to play a clip of this lady. Her name is Turner. She was with the Port Authority. And she berates police for doing their job. I want to play this clip for you so you can get an idea of how bureaucrats get into power and then they want to pull rank on you.
You're just here as the rider, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm here as a concerned citizen and friend of the mayor and been in Tenafly for 20 years. I take full responsibility for them. And what is the reason they were pulled over?
The driver has all the information. He'll tell you.
No. I need to know.
No, you don't need to know.
Okay.
We're not involved here. You're picking them up.
No. I'm involved. I'm very disappointed in the way the two of you are acting. You cannot even tell me. A mother living in Tenafly for 20 years with two kids who went through the school system, what's the problem? And that's shocking. It's shocking that you can't even give me a sense.
I think
no.
We should conclude this.
I will.
Just for safety
absolutely reasons,
this is a high-speed road. I think we should all get off of the road. Dangerous for us being out here as long as we were
anyway.
Thank
you for your concern with my safety.
Okay.
I don't need it. You can't put a sentence together? Sorry.
Okay.
That's pathetic.
Okay.
And you are a disappointment. And you are just following him. So you are also a disappointment.
Okay.
You can't put together a sense of what the problem is.
Are you finished, ma'am?
I'm shocked. Shocked and very disappointed.
Thank you for your help. You may take them now.
You may not tell me when to take my child. You may shut the and not tell me when I may take my kids and her friends, who are PhD students from MIT and Yale.
Okay.
You may tell me nothing because you've told me nothing. Shame on both of you.
Okay.
I will be talking to the chief of police.
Please.
And I will be speaking to the mayor.
Badge number 540.
I got your name.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson at KJRadio.com. Police doing their job. If you see the video, you see these two men are doing nothing wrong. They stopped these kids for whatever violation they had. The mom comes over. Tell me what they were doing. It's not my responsibility to tell you. They've got the ticket. They want to tell you, they can tell you. I'm not dealing with you. Oh, yeah, you are. See, this is that parent that wants to interfere with their children, not let them grow up. She says these kids are MIT. Notice how she says that. These are kids that went to MIT and to Yale. We sent them to the best, and you're nothing but a lowly cop. How dare you? I know people. You know people like this? You know people who are ready to exercise their authority? Give me your police chief. I'm going to be calling them. And I love how this guy went, badge number, blank, blank, blank. I have your name. Good. I have your name. This is what I'm talking about. Everybody has run into these people. These are people drunk on power. These are the John McCains of the world who can't let it go. The Lindsey Grahams who promise you they're going to do something for you. They don't. The Hillary Clintons, the Barack Obamas, and all the leftists, the Chuck Schumers, and so on, they love their power. If you think for one second that these people believe they work for you, you are delusional. And they want to know how you know? They'll tell you, we do this for the people. We do it for the people. Politician tells you that, especially on the left. They're telling you right now, I don't care about the people. I do this for myself. I like getting picked up and driven around in limos. I like going to fancy dinners and being invited to the best of the best and seeing the world through eyes that you will never see. Yeah, I represent you all right. I mean, I would love to see somebody. I mean, look, we've all gone to nice events and things like this, but I want you to think about this from the standpoint of a politician that goes to some big gala. Do you really think they're thinking, I represent my people? When they're having conversations that they're saying, you know, this is what, I would love to entertain your conversation, Mr. Lobbyist, but you're not speaking about it in terms of the people that I represent. Let me put it a different way. When I go to an event and I speak at that event, there's nothing self-serving. I mean, don't misunderstand me. I'll say I've got a movie coming out or please support us on our website or things like that. But everything inside of my being, every ounce of me is about what I think of you. And it's self-serving to some degree because I think of you and I'm thinking of me as well. But I don't think, you know what, I could use a new car in Arizona. Or wherever, so let me think this. Let me say something that furthers my cause in this way. Not at all. My whole reason for being in those events is to represent the people that I talk to every single day. You folks on this radio show, you people on TV. I was having a discussion about this silliness of the blacks in politics. I'm not thinking about this from a black-centric perspective and what does it mean for Kevin Jackson and, you know, how I don't, you know, I mean, I don't dislike Candace Owens, but I mean, I'm not thinking about it in terms of she's getting all the spotlight and all that. I was thinking about it strictly from your point of view. What are you talking about? Black folks need to wake up. How many of you white folks out there listening to this program have said this? Black folks need to wake up and stop giving away their vote to people that don't care about them, and something needs to happen to wake them up. Many of you have said it because you say it to me all the time.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.